T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
The fact, according to a new study, millennials are living with their parents longer than any other generation. Of course, cost of living. Facts. That's the main situation there, right? Thousands of people, stats also, leaving LA area because of cost of living. But many of you who are in your 20s, maybe early 30s, you felt this way before. You're talking to somebody, and let's say you are living at home with your parents, and you say that, you notice people judge you. And honestly, people think less of you. Like, oh, you ain't a real adult. You still live at home with your parents.
Or like, why? Like, what is it that's keeping you there? Like, you can't get out? Because you kind of like, as someone who moved out at 18, when you live with your parents for a long time, like, yo, dude, it was tough for me too, man. Mm-hmm. The struggle was real. I was broke. I had to do all this stuff, but I still lived on my own.
And also, it's for dating a guy. If a guy lives at home, I mean, it's so horrible to say.
Damn,
you're kind of like, ooh, backstab. I'm out.
So, and we saw it happen here 2 weeks ago on our hookup hotline when the guy totally disregarded an awesome girl, Amp listener. She's a college student living at home with her parents, and listen to him.
I won't be in school forever. I only have one more year.
And then looking to move out after that, surely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Once you get your own place, just, you know, I'm sure that independence will kick right in. Your parents really are the ones that got rejected here. You sound very sweet.
Oh! Do you know what that mean, man? We got a very independent woman in the studio.
Hey.
The only one that's still living at home with her parents. Her name is Tamara. Tamara, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Are you truly an adult, like a real one, if you're still living at home with your parents?
Yes, I'm an adult. Why wouldn't you think I'm an adult?
I'm just asking the question this morning, Tamara.
She's mad at you right
now.
Right?
I believe you can be considered an adult if you're contributing to the household. And if your mama ain't washing your dirty chonies, cochinis. Who's washing your clothes? Who's washing your clothes, Tamara?
My grand dolly.
She's like, my mom doesn't wash my clothes. My grandma does it.
No, my mom shrinks my clothes. I can't do it.
She thinks she just found some sort of loophole. My grandma does it.
She filed a complaint on her mom for shrinking her clothes. So what makes you a real adult, Tamara, even though you still live at home with your parents and your grandma washes your clothes?
Oh, whoa. Settle down.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what makes me an adult is it's not like I've been living there after I graduated college. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been out on my own. I've had my own apartment. I've done my own things. And at the end of the day, I still pay my own bills.
Yeah.
I do not ask my mommy. I do not ask my daddy. I handle mine, okay?
Who pays for your cell phone?
Me. I got my own plan.
Get it, girl.
I got that family plan.
You can look at it as being responsible because maybe you're just trying to save money right
now. Yes. And you know what? LA is expensive.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's very expensive.
Chelsea,
who can afford it?
Great point. I was hanging out with my nephew yesterday, and I asked him the same question. He got mad defensive, too.
Yeah.
It's weird, man. Check this out. I'm here with my nephew, Big Eddie. Love this guy. Great heart. He's 24 years of age.
Yes, sir.
Eddie, are you even a real adult because you still live at home with your parents?
I guess not.
You're not a real adult?
Well, I mean, I think I am now that you guys are saying that. I guess not. But, I mean, that's pressure off of us, right?
I don't know.
What?
Do you need your parents to help you answer?
No.
Oh, my God! Yeah.
When do you think you become a real adult?
I think when I move out, I guess. I'm trying to make my own company, man.
You are, man. You're an entrepreneur.
Yes. Hey, Gary Vee said,
Gary,
you know, save all your money and go live with your
don't
parents.
Don't bring Gary
Bro,
Vee
nobody's
this.
Talking smack on anybody that lives with their parents. I'm just asking.
Okay.
Are you a real adult if you still live with your parents? I'm not saying you are or you're not.
Yes, we are. We're just smart adults now, saving money.
Hey.
Freeloading adults is what you are.
Whoa,
hold on. Wait. So, but Tam, you said, look, I think you can display characteristics that are adult-like when you live at home and you live with your parents. But you said you lived in your own place, right?
Yeah.
And then you moved back in with your parents.
Yeah.
So even you would have to admit that there's less responsibilities when you're back at home than when you're out on your own doing your own thing. Even though you handle yours, you say, except for the laundry, even though you handle yours, there's still other things that some of you aren't even aware of until you live on your own. That happened, or until you, you know, buy a house, or until
zero dependency on
right, or like the or like groceries. Like you got to remember to buy food, what? Like just little things like that.
One question, Brian.
Bring it. Oh, I'm excited.
Did I send for you?
Did I send for you? I don't even know what that means.
You coming for me. I didn't send for you. Oh. You coming for me today, okay?
Nah, I'm just asking a question.
Brian's like, you didn't have to send. I'm right next to you.
I'm literally 2 feet away.
Trisha in Studio City, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts? Tamara still lives at home with her parents. She says she's a real adult.
I'm not hating on you. I'm not coming for you, girlfriend, but you are. You may be an adult by number, but you're not an adult by handling your business.
Oh, shoot. Sorry. Go at her.
Well, she's not an adult taking care of business, paying for her streaming account, paying for her Prime. That's not paying no bills. You know, you can pay your car note, but you can't pay a rent. See, you're not a full adult. You're just of adult age. And I ain't mad. It's good your parents, you know, cover you and feed you like that, but that's a
problem. You sound a little angry.
I am angry because people love to say they grown. They even want to give you advice if you're stressing. They like, girl, don't worry about it. It's going to work out. Like, how do you know?
Girl, don't worry about it. It's going to work out. Yeah, easy for you to say. You got food in the fridge, electricity to plug your phone into.
And let's just say if you could afford a place, you'd be in a studio, but you're in your parents' house, so you got a living room, a dining room, a kitchen, a basement.
My own bathroom.
Yo, you know what? It sounds like Trisha wants to move in with you.
Right, Trisha, you want to come in, girl? Come on. We got space.
Trisha, thank you for calling in. We love you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Serena from Buena Park, you're all about supporting people in their 20s that are still living with their parents. They are real adults. Why?
I think if you are living at home with your parents, you are paying majority of their bills, and you are taking care of them, then you're a real adult.
You're
giving back. You're taking care of your parents. It depends how long you're there. I mean,
I think that's the thing.
There's a point to where you're taking advantage.
I think that's the thing. Is there a timeline? You know, like I remember when I graduated college, I moved home for a year to save money before I moved to California. And I know for you, Tam, Tam doesn't want to live at home.
No, I don't.
She's just doing it for the time being to save money.
It's not by choice.
Until she gets her place. So I think it's kind of like, is there a motivation to get out?
Yes, there definitely is.
Plus, Serena, you know, it's not an ideal situation. Tamara has complaints. Her mom shrinks her laundry and her clothes. And her mom doesn't cook every day.
And they live 200 miles from the studio.
Called dedication.
Serena.
Living the life.
Serena, we love you. Thank you for listening.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Janet from Baldwin Park says you are not a real adult if you still live at home with your parents. Janet, break it down.
I live at home and I'm going to turn 23. I really can't like even sleep over at anybody's, my man's house because I still live at my parents' house. And I don't have all, like, the responsibilities, of course, that an adult would if I were to live by myself. But it is what it is. I'm not a full adult. But I'm still going to college, so it's not like...
Yeah. And I think people are getting hurt and defensive because they feel if you're saying you're not a real adult, it means that you're not taking care of business. And you are. Meaning you're going to college, you're doing great things for yourself, you're preparing yourself for success, and that's great if you're still living at home, you know? But a real adult to me is like, you are no longer dependent on anybody in regards to your survival. Tamara's not agreeing to that, but Janet says she's in a real adult when she's able to sleep in her man's house.
Whoa.
Okay.
What are your texts like, bro?
We got one from the 818 says, hashtag Team Tam.
Woo!
That's about it for that side of the argument. There's a lot of people that are texting in extenuating circumstances, like from the 626 saying, hey, it's a cultural thing. Yeah. I'm Filipino. We don't get to leave until we get married. From the 818, I'm a single mother. I had to move back in with my dad to take care of my two kids. I help pay rent. I buy the groceries. I try to do as much as I can, but it's not an ideal situation. And then my favorite text from the 818, Tamara's paying her bills, a.k.a. debt she acquired when she lived as an adult. Ha, ha, ha. She tried being an adult and couldn't afford it.
Oh, shit.
Are those facts, Tamara? Oh, wait. It's actually your mom texting in.
Oh, no.
Lines are continuing to blow up. We're coming up next with some more of your calls. Can you truly be considered a real adult if you're still living with your parents? 877-971-HITS. Norma from Canoga Park. So you always argue with your sister because she still lives at home.
I argue about her are not contributing. I tell you, live at home as much as you can because life is expensive. I want you to get that master's. I want you to get everything. So live at home, but contribute, you know? And then she bothers me because I've been on my own. I have the bachelor's, didn't get the master's. I quit my job last year. And when I quit my job, my mom was helping me out. But I quit my job and I didn't move back into my mom. I struggled to keep my little studio apartment.
Is your sister a real adult or not yet?
If she had all the responsibilities, like everybody's saying, helping at home with bills, helping my mom, then I'd say yes. You know, she's going to college, she's doing for her, you know, she's handling stuff, but she only pays her bills, you know, so buy groceries with my mom's debit card, you know?
Gotcha. I mean, yeah. it's like when you live at home, you're displaying characteristics of an adult, but you don't have all of them. And when you have to live under someone else's roof and you have to live by their rules, it's kind of hard to feel like oh, I'm a grown-up right now. Oh, curfew? I'll be home, Dad.
I don't know. I just feel like these millennials are home just because they don't want to leave. Like, they don't want to pay bills. They don't want responsibility.
Tamara, you at home because you don't want to leave, Tamara?
Ain't it? I wants to leave.
Like, I just at least want to live a little closer than Palmdale.
Are you saving? Like, are you saving?
Yes, girl. Yes, girl.
Are you at home because you're really saving, or are you at home just because it's
receipts?
Easy? No, it's not easy.
Anytime. No, I appreciate you calling
Tamara,
in.
I love you. I didn't come for you, Tamara.
Yeah, girl. Mm-hmm.
Brian's still trying to figure out who sent for him.
Yo, I'll tell you one thing adults don't say. Did I send for you? Huh?
Slow it down. Put the brakes, Brian.
Later, Notamai. Thank you.
Later, thank you.
Tamara, to finish this, to wrap this up, do you believe you're a real adult? Yeah. After all the conversations we've had.
Yeah, because everyone has the right to their own opinion. And I believe that I am an adult. I am.
I can identify however I want.
Okay. Boss.
I'm a boss. I'm a go-getter, you know?
It's my favorite answer ever. Everyone's probably right, but I don't care because I have my own opinion. And that's what adults do. I'm a free-thinking woman. And yes, Mom, I'll be home at 9.
Is your mom picking you up from work today?
Absolutely not.
She is.
You're coming today.
All right, man. Ultimately, I think the moral of the story here is like, it really doesn't matter if you're living at home or not. As long as you're taking steps towards reaching your full potential on a daily basis, how you get there is nobody else's business. You know, there's a lot of cultural factors in there, life factors. We're all given different lives in regards to how we're dealing with things. You know, Chelsea, you were out of college, went home to save, and then came out to Cali, and you're crushing it now. Brian, you were out at the age of 18 and struggled, still made it. I was out at the age of 22 in Latino household. You stayed at the house for a minute. You know, got my master's, moved to San Francisco for my first radio show. Like, we all have different stories. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, arriving and getting there and improving every day, no matter how you get there.
I'm just trying to keep my parents out of my house at this point. You guys stay over there. I'm good.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.